Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored Lilei Nishmas, Getzel ben Yecheskel Mendel, and Moshe Yisrael ben Mordechai. And we are in Mesechta Pesachim. We are in the third parak Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey, Rabban Gamliel, Omer, Rabban Gamliel says, listen, Shalosh Nashim Lashos Keachas Hofus Betamar Tanor Echad Zu Achar Zu. Three women can go ahead and knead dough at the same exact time, and then they can bake in one oven, one after the other. And even though each one is going to be baking, the second dough and the third one are going to be left without being watched. We don't have to worry that they're going to become chametz in this very, very short period of time, according to Rabban Gamliel. But Chachamim Omrim Shalosh Nashim Osos Babatzeik. Three of them can be busy with dough. They can't be doing the kneading at the same time because there's going to be a time delay. Achas Lashav, Achas Arachas, Achas Ofa. Right? One can go ahead and knead the dough. One can shape the dough. One can bake the dough. But each one has to be doing something different so that they keep it busy. Rabban Gamliel Omer, lo kol anashim, lo kol ha'itzim, lo kol ha'tanurim shavim. You can't make any women wood or oven alike. In other words, since there are so many unpredictable factors, we can't tell how long the baking's gonna take. And so therefore, we can't leave one dough unattended while another one is being baked, because the baking can be taking so long that the fact that it's unattended can cause chimutz. Each dough has to be worked on the entire time. That's the halacha. While we're at it, with the Mishnah continues, Seor Yisarif. There is a concept called Seor. Seor should not be concerned with Seor, right, or confused with it. Seor is fermented dough, and that starts the chimutz process. It's like a yeast. Seor over here is something is something very different. Va'ochlo patur, and if you eat it, you're going to be patur. Siduk Yisarif. Siduk, which is correct dough, right, that has to be burned. Va'ochlo chayiv karis, that's already full-fledged karis within which a person is going to be chayiv karis for partaking of. Ezu seir. So then what is seir? Kikane chagavim. Siduk, shenesarvu sedachav, zebozed, debri Rabbi Yehuda. Once the cracks start crisscrossing, that's already a lot more serious. Va'chachamim omer, the chachamim say, no way, Jose. Zeva zeh ochel chayiv karis. Both of those things are full fledged karis factors. Bezu seir. So then, what is considered seir? Kol shech sifu panav kadam shamdu sarosav. If somebody's face turns white, if the dough turns white like a face of a person who's gotten scared, that is the example of the seir that we are talking about in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow. Everyone, have a fantastic day and a wonderful Shabbos.